I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Change that. Well, as NBC Sports Washington story reads, for Kirk Cousins, however, the process outweighed the outcome and not the plus in the win column. When asked about, basically, can games like this change the perception, similarly to the conversation we had on the show on Monday, he said, "I've learned to ignore outcomes at times. I've learned to ignore the noise on the outside and just focus on the process." What's our adage?
Process over results.
Process more important than results. He says, "I'll be the first one to say that the process against Seattle by no means was perfect. I felt there were a lot of mistakes. Maybe it never had to come down to a two-minute drill if we had been better through the first 3.5 quarters." And it's important to do this too, because it's not just when you win, you say, "Oh, we won the game, so leave us alone." His point is, we'll get a lot of credit for winning that game, but we still weren't very good for 58 minutes. And I care more about the fact that we were bad in a win, just like I care more about the fact sometimes that we were good in a loss. He says, "I think this is a great case study in the way that the outside thinks versus the way that I think. I totally understand from covering the team," meaning the media, "fan base perspective," meaning you guys, "the emotional roller coaster. I understand that a two-minute drill on the road against a good football team, finding a way to win, it's exciting and it's fun and it gets the juices going. I'm a little bit more process-oriented, and there have been games where I've thrown for a lot of yards and felt like I played nearly flawlessly, but we lost." We talk about those all the time. Cowboys on Thanksgiving, we could run through a litany of them. "I walk away saying, I'm getting better. I'm doing really good things. I'm about the process, and my process was really good today. I can't control the outcome, but the process was really good. But the noise on the outside is, he's got to get better. He's not doing enough. We didn't come away with the win." This is basically Kirk Cousins doing the "did he win the game though" thing in his own terms that we do all the time. Was it a great finish? Talking about Seattle? Yes. Did we show a lot of character? Yes. Did I love the resiliency? Yes. But I don't like to get too outcome focused. As he said, he didn't think the offense and the passing game played well enough. I feel on the outside, I feel that happening after this game, and that's okay on the outside. My concern is in the locker room and our organization, making sure that we don't allow that to creep in. Process over results. Did he win the game, though? That's Cousins referring to some of the things we talk about all the time.
It's high athletic intelligence. I come from a baseball background, and no one cares about my stupid baseball career, but I always offer this as an example. When I was coaching kids, and I would bring this up. My sophomore year, I was in the worst slump I've ever been in my life. I didn't get a base hit for 3 weeks. I couldn't hit water if I fell out of a boat. I was awful. Nothing I did worked. I was in a funk, mentally, physically, everything. Nothing I did felt right. I got a 3-1 count, sitting on a pitch in one spot. I get it. The best swing I've taken in a month. I hit a ball so hard it grew lips and screamed. It was a pellet directly into the glove, who never moved, of the center fielder. A line drive shot to center field. I've never been so happy in my life in that moment. Well, I made it out in the scorebook. The result was bad. The process, looked for a pitch, got it, good swing, great result. You can't control the ball once you've hit it.
Right. For Cousins, are you making the right reads? Are you finding the open receiver? Are you deciphering defenses properly? Are you getting the ball out on time? Are you giving your team a chance by not making the bad throw against the coverage that's giving you problems? Some of that context, as he points out, week in and week out, he can come away and say, "Wow, I played a lot better than I did a year ago against this team with some of the same fronts and same looks." Here he was on our show. Similar conversation, similar answer from Cousins when asked about the people who say that he doesn't come through late. By the way, he has 11 game-winning drives in the fourth quarter of wins. He started barely over 40 games. Like a quarter of the time in his NFL career since he'd been named the starter, he has driven the Redskins in the fourth quarter to get a win. And the perception is he can't do that and that he's not clutch though and he doesn't win though. He did it again this past weekend. Fox is showing a graphic about how poorly he's played in the fourth quarter of games, and we asked him about that.
You know, I had a former coach who said to me, you know, as I was kind of coming up in the league, he would say, "Kirk, people who know, know." And what he meant by that is if you understand quarterbacking, understand what it takes to play quarterback in this league, there really isn't a debate about, you know, can you play? Can you make the fourth quarter plays? Can you make the throws? Can you bring us back? Are you the guy? People who know, know. It's the people who don't know and don't get it that I think, you know, have those conversations and have those debates. And so I'm not going to kind of waste my time or energy worrying about people who don't know football and what they're saying. But I do believe that people who know, know. And if a fourth quarter, you know, drive like that to win the game helps some people who don't get football to be able to come around, then so be it. But those aren't the people I'm trying to win over. And, you know, at the end of the day,
he's just got a good head on his shoulders. And yeah. I think he thinks about things the right way. Dan Steinberg wrote in the Post about Terry Bradshaw's comment. And I find Terry Bradshaw to be one of the least insightful analysts nationally at this point in terms of making me think. I think he's kind of a guy, and there are a lot of them that are paid to be characters, basically.
Sure.
Be funny, be entertaining. He serves a great purpose. I actually like Bradshaw. I find him to be a cool guy, but he very rarely makes me think about football, or I don't learn watching him, if that makes any sense.
It does.
He said, you got to pay Kirk Cousins after those two throws, in referencing that last 90 seconds when he, quote, won them the game. So you got 5 years of information and you're basing it on two throws, right? I mean, you got 5 years of info, you're basing it on 90 seconds of football and it come from behind win.
Yeah, we ask people not to do that in the negative way, then why are we doing it in the positive way?
Don't do it
way?
In the positive either.
Right.
I mean, you use the information at your disposal. And that's what Cousins is saying. I can't worry about what people think. I mean, if that really helps you, those two throws, all the things I've done, everything I've done for years, okay, fine. Well, whatever puts the Triscuit crackers in your stomach, I guess. And I kind of feel that way. We see this. I mean, there are people that don't like you. There are people that don't like me.
Sure.
You're not going to change their opinion.
Right. What can you control? And that's my big thing, again, with having coached for so many years and then having played in college. It's what can you control? You can control your effort. You can control your preparation. You can control, did you do the right thing when you had the chance to do so? And if you didn't, why? Let's get better the next time instead of just beating your head against the wall doing the same thing over and over. What can you control? And any athlete, I think, that approaches it that way, of course you're competitive. Of course you want to win the game. So what where fans and people misunderstand this, I remember this. After the Super Bowl, okay, you and I came on and said, this Super Bowl win does not make Tom Brady the greatest ever. If he's the greatest ever, there's plenty of criteria for that, okay? But he's had some good games, had some bad games, et cetera, and we had a reasonable debate. But all people hear is, wins don't matter to you. You don't care about winning. No. We care about winning desperately. There's a desperation to win. And pro athletes and college athletes and high school athletes, everyone's got their win desperation. Everybody wants to desperately win. What's the best way to do that? And the point that cerebral folks are able to make is you focus on what you can control and you focus on your process, which leads to the best results. Because there are going to be sometimes, as I always say, you hit a line drive and it's at somebody. That's a great process, but the result's bad. You could pop up in the middle of the infield, end up with a double, and it looks like you bang one off the scoreboard. Process over results. And guys that get that are able to kind of hang around for a little bit longer, and you're able to tune out some outside noise.
I always think about Peyton Manning in this light, too, in the sense that Peyton Manning may have been the greatest quarterback who ever lived. He may have been. That's a real thing you can say and throw out there. He had detractors until the final down he ever played because he'd only won one Super Bowl, though. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Because his teams didn't win in the playoffs enough.
His brother is better than he is.
Right,
people said
exactly.
That.
So if Peyton Manning has these detractors, and if you're Kirk Cousins, what are you even trying to fight? Because you are not on that level. Tom Brady has detractors. Aaron Rodgers, if he goes down with the ring, is going to get blamed for that. Even after you've won, you haven't won people over. So who cares what they think? Just keep going out there and slinging the football around and putting up your numbers and playing at the level that you have.
People that know.
That's kind of what matters, because people who know, know. Charles Davis knows. He joins us next on Grant and Danny. He'll be calling Redskins Vikings this weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.